Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone, and a warm, bright, sunny good morning to all of you out there. And I'm your host for today's show. My name is Kusha Kalra, and today we are here with two wonderful, esteemed coaches who are my lovely friends as well, who would be a part of today's show. And I feel so excited to let you know the theme for our show. It's going to be Keep Calm and Multitask. We're going to talk about women's empowerment because we feel that women in today's scenario are actually in a position of power, in a position of responsibility, and in a position where how they can overcome their stress and how they can keep themselves calm while they are multitasking is something which we thought could be a great idea to discuss and share with all of our listeners. So the best part about this show is that we will be joined by three wonderful and powerful ladies who were ready and willing to share with us a glimpse into their ways of how they balance life and how exactly are they going through those ups and downs and the highs and lows in their day-to-day lives. But before we really go ahead and introduce our guests who I see are waiting to be a part of this show, let me also give it up to my other two lovely co-hosts for today's show. So we have with us Danica Tribel. I hope, Danica, I took your name in the right way. So, Danica, over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to share time and space with you. I'm always inspired and you always manage to touch my heart with your kindness, so thank you for that. My name is Danica Tribel. I am a family dynamics and life coach. My passion is really effective communication in all areas of our lives, specifically, however, within the family. Life starts at home, and when parents and their children learn how to effectively speak their truth with love and respect to one another, then that just sets the tone for the rest of the children's lives and the parents' lives as well. And then our next generation of leaders is empowered to go out into their world with their authenticity, with their own voice, with their own ideas, their own creativity. And as brilliant as we all are, when our next generation of leaders, like I said, is out there in the world, then they will be able to change the world for the better and bring love back into the operating system of this planet. And man, can you just all imagine what that's going to be like? So that's where my heart lies. If anyone is interested in finding out a little bit more about me, my website is danicatribel.com, D-A-N-I-C-A. TREBEL.com, and I'm on the regular social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and I'm so very much looking forward to today's show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Danica, and I'm grateful for your words of gratitude as well. And let's have a little bit from our second co-host for today's show, and she is none other than my wonderful friend Kalpana Patel. So Kalpana, over to you.
Thank you, Kusha.
Thank you so much. Yes, we've been great friends. I think I've learned a lot from you. And also with the short time that I've known Danica, I've picked up so much, I think, a lot to incorporate into my own life. So it's wonderful being here with you two wonderful ladies. A little bit about myself. I'm a certified life coach and also a certified eating psychology coach. And my true passion lies in helping people cultivate unconditional love for themselves, because by doing that, they are going to form healthy relationships with people, also with food. This way, you know, when people are able to love and accept themselves unconditionally right now, in the now, as opposed to waiting until they get to that perfect job, the perfect position, the perfect weight, or the perfect relationship, then they are empowered, and they're placing the key to their happiness in their own hands, and not in anybody else's hands. So, I think self-love is a great thing. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook, and the page is called Next Step with Kalpana, because it's always about taking that next step. I'm also on LinkedIn, and if anybody wants to get in touch with me by email, my email is kalpana.patel@yahoo.com. I'm very excited to be here today because we're going to be talking about a great topic about how women multitask. So they're wearing multiple hats at the same time and how they need to, you know, every once in a while pause to just check in with themselves and see how they're doing, just so that it helps them, you know, release their stress or deal with what's going on. So can't wait to have our guests joining today and talk to us about how they take care of themselves physically, emotionally, and mentally to help them keep going. Thank you so much, Kusha. Let's get started.
Thank you so much, Kalpana, and I'm excited about this. And I see my guests are already there in the queue, and I'm sure they'd love to be a part of this. And so, like I said, just a little bit about me. So my name is Kusha, and I'm a certified coach from International Coach Academy. And I believe that the true essence of life really lies in pursuing things that make you happy. And I second to what you say, Kalpana, that self-love is one of the very most important things for you to become happy. And I also feel what Danica is doing, that she is into bringing families together, and she is into transforming relationships for people. So I think happiness is something which I'm able to relate with. And I feel that in today's scenario, everybody should actually try and pursue things that make them truly, truly happy. So with this, I would also like all my listeners to know that if they wish to get in touch with me, my website name is www.happylives.in, and I've got a Facebook page, again, by the name of Happy Lives, and I'm available on LinkedIn by my name, which is Kusha Kaldra. And also, I would like to now share the guest call-in number for all our listeners. So the number to call in to speak with us and participate in today's show would be 646-716-9397. And now let's take it up for today's show. So I see all my three guests on the show. So what I'm going to really do is I'll just get them all together so that we can then talk to them and also have them introduce themselves individually. So I've got the first caller, and the caller is from caller number 661. So, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Can I have your name and where you're calling from? Okay, I think you cannot hear me. So I'll just try with the second guest who's there.
Hello.
Are you still with us?
Kusha? Danica, you're there?
I am. Kusha?
I'm here, Danica.
One of the guests is trying to talk, and I think we just can't hear her, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Hello? All right, can you guys hear me, Danica?
Yes, ma'am.
I can hear you, yes, Kusha.
Okay, so I did put one of the callers live. I guess they cannot hear us, maybe.
Hello,
this is Aarti.
Hi, Aarti.
Hi, Aarti.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I think there was some technical difficulties there.
That's okay. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Aarti. My name is Kusha, and we have Kalpana and Danica, the other hosts, with me.
Hello.
Hi, Aarti.
It's nice to be here on the show.
Great. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Aarti. Kusha, do we have our other two guests on, or are we just going to?
I'll just try and take them in this call. Just give me 1 second, and then we should go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here. Kusha, I'm going to go ahead and click on their mics from my side, so we'll have them live.
Sure.
Okay. It looks like everyone... We have a 949. Is that you, Kalpana?
That's me, yes.
That's okay. Right, yeah.
Okay, and then there's 905. Who's that area code?
That's Aarti, I believe.
Okay, and then there's another 828 area code?
Hi, it's Amy.
Okay, hi, Amy. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you on our show today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. And Danica, do you see a third caller as well, by any chance?
Nope, I do not.
Nope. Okay. All right, great. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead with two of our guests who are here. And when I see the third one, I guess we'll try and take her as well. So once again, welcome Aarti and Amy. What we are actually going to be talking about today is how to keep calm and multitask. But before we really go ahead with the topic of today, I would really love you to go ahead and introduce yourselves. Just let us know where you're from and what do you do. And so over to you, Aarti, first.
Hi, I'm Aarti Javeri, and I am from Toronto, Canada. I am a full-time mom, a mentor for a youth group, and also have a full-time career with Hewlett-Packard as a business operations leader there. The reason I say full-time mom is because I don't think any woman actually ever stops being a mom once you've had a baby. So it's almost lifetime that you'll always stay a mom. So that's a little short introduction about myself.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. And over to you, Amy.
Yeah, hi. I'm a creative, and I am a professional singer, actor, and voiceover artist. And I juggle, multitask between all these different things at different times in my life. So I've always been one of those people that sort of have a little of this and a little of that that I juggle, you know, throughout my life. Right now, that's what I'm doing, singing and still doing voiceover work. So.
Well, great. Thank you so much. And it's mm-hmm. been a pleasure to have you with me and with us, in fact. And it's so lovely to hear your voice after a long time, really. So
I know. It has been a long time. Yes, it has been. Oh, and I live in Asheville, North Carolina. I forgot to say, I live in Asheville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you for that. So, all right, ladies. So I think we've got a power-packed show today because we've got a full-time mom,
we've got a voiceover artist, and not to forget the two other lovely hosts. So what we're going to do now is we'll put this show open for the guests as well as the other two hosts to take it forward, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and ask all of you here what, according to you, is the most important reason for us to keep calm and multitask. So why do you think we as women really need to keep our calm while we are juggling between different sort of things, be it a full-time mom, or be it at work, or be it in our passion, maybe managing kids? So I leave this open for all of you. And let me first quickly ask Danica if she would like to share something on this, and then we'll come to our guests.
Wow, thank you. It's such a big question, because we women are definitely multitaskers. We have many obligations, like Amy was saying, when you're a mom, you're a full-time mom forever, and then to balance that with work and play is really a challenge. And then we have all of these other externals that are constantly bombarding us, emotions. We can't deny those. And even just handling those sometimes can be a full-time job. So, you know, we just really have to maintain our self-awareness. And then that, to me, that is the part of being able to keep calm while we are multitasking, knowing that when we do everything we can in each moment, our best in each moment, and sometimes, you know, we always expect ourselves to work at 100%, but some days we can only give 25%. But when we're giving 100% of that 25, then that's still our best. So we really just need, in my, you know, from my life experience and my work with other women and clients, we really just need to be a lot more gentle with ourselves and more loving and forgiving towards ourselves, because perfectionism is not even an option. And, you know, as long as we're just doing everything we can as good as we can, that in itself is actually perfect. And, you know, then in our doing that, in our showing up in that power of vulnerability and realism, we empower others to do the same. And we give them the space to actually just breathe and be like, oh, check that out. It's possible to really keep calm and multitask like that? Cool, I can do that. So, you know, and I feel like that's really what we're all here to do. So, you know, that's just my perspective on it. You know, and I'm sure as we talk more thoughts will come up.
Sure. Thank you so much for that, Danica. And Kalpana, would you like to share a few words on this?
Sure, Kusha. Thank you. I really love what Danica said, because we do end up trying to be the perfect mom, the perfect employee or the employer or whatever that we're doing. We aim at being so perfect that we really are very hard on ourselves. And like Danica said, it is so important to be more gentle and loving towards ourselves. And so in the midst of performing these different roles and wearing these multiple hats at the same time, it is so important to just pause every once in a while and to just check in with ourselves to see how are we doing, just to be a little bit mindful about what is it that we need, or what state are we in? Are we in a state of stress, or how are we doing? And what are we doing to take care of how we are feeling in that moment? Because only when we take care of ourselves, then we are in a better state physically and mentally to take care of our loved ones. So I think it's really important to, when we say calm, it just means to be mindful of what we're doing and just take a moment or two for ourselves to just put ourselves for a bit on the top of the list, just to see how we are doing, and then to be able to do our best at whatever we are doing. And like Danica said, we, you know, this is going to be a great discussion. It'll be interesting to hear what everybody else has to say on this. So let's just.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. So thank you so much, Danica and Kalpana, on this. I think the two key words which I've got from both of you, one is becoming self-aware and while you're managing things, you're also managing emotions. And as you said, about becoming mindful about what you do, how you do, and when you do. So now I think I can also see my third guest. She's in the queue. So I'll just quickly take her in our show and have her introduction as well. So here we have caller number from the area code 661.
Okay, let's try now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Devyani.
Hi, Devyani. This is Kusha, and I have with me Kalpana and Danica. So welcome on our show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Devyani, we've just started with our discussion, but we would really first like to hear a little bit about you, and then we'll take it further.
Okay. Hi, I'm Devyani, and I'm from New Delhi, India, and I'm a social researcher, and I really like the idea how Amy projected herself, that she is a blogger. So I'll be embarrassed by saying that, okay, I also can illustrate, and I'm also a designer, and yeah, so I do a lot of things, and yeah, so, and I'm really honored to be part of the show.
Well, great. We're actually honored to have you on our show. So welcome once again. And I think what we really had this question coming up and everybody was talking about was, why do you think we as women really need to keep our calm and multitask, and while we are multitasking? So I'm going to ask Amy now. Amy, do you think you'd like to share how and why do you think while you're multitasking and juggling between things, you need to keep calm?
Well, sure. For me, I think most people are not so good at multitasking, and it's worse than ever now because of the internet and the Twitter and the everybody wants quick emails and quick, text me. Why didn't you text me back? I think everything has sped up. You know, we need to slow down, first of all. And I think we do need to be mindful of what the heck we're doing, because we'll be better at it, you know, if we just focus on one thing at a time instead of, you know, trying to, I'm not good at it, let me tell you, because I have a different sort of life because I have a lot of free time. And I have to be careful that I don't just splinter myself off from, you know, like a little popcorn machine, that I'm bouncing from one thing to another because I have all these different things to do, but I have a lot of time, and I might get caught up, oh, I'm in the Facebook, and then you, an hour passes, and you don't realize that, whoops, you didn't do this. So I think it's an organized mind. We need to organize ourselves so that we sort of section off times of our day that there's an order to it, because otherwise I think we just get caught up in too many things. You're texting, you're emailing, you're trying. I don't have kids. I don't know what that's like to be a mom and have to run children around and pick up dry cleaning and do all those kinds of things. But I do know for myself, if I don't get clear and mindful of my day, it can just escape me, and I don't even know what the heck I did. So for a creative person, it's really hard. You have to really reel yourself in, and because it's so easy to get off track, and that's my issue. So I have to stay calm and breathe through and think, okay, what is it I'm supposed to be doing today? And then kind of remind myself, oh, yes, I need to get this done, and I'm going to take this chunk of time. I'll check email in the morning, and then don't do it again five times during the afternoon. So I just have a different type of life that I have no structure, and I need to just reel myself in so that I am not bouncing around, like I say, from multitasking to this and that. So it's a little bit different for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it comes down to being mindful and organized. And then you're calmer because you kind of have a plan. You have a plan.
We would all agree.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Good show. I think we're losing you, hon. Okay. Kusha?
She may have.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we agree with you, and somehow what I could make out, Kusha, Amy, become the creative and you mess up. I'd also like to know from Aarti now that if she would like to share why and how multitasking and keeping calm is, how does she resonate with this? So Aarti, would you like to share something from your side?
Yes, and thanks again. So I think juggling between, like for me, juggling between my career life, my home life, my kids, and then you've got your social aspect to life too, and then now, like Amy said, you've got the pressure of social media that adds on to it. It's a lot to do in a day. And as the day goes by, I think it's the reason to stay really calm and make sure that you are actually, you know, setting the tone to calm yourself or be making sure that you're able to address all of these things in a more, I guess, dignified manner or also in a very organized manner to be able to either complete the task that you've been given for the day or to be able to achieve what you have to achieve for that day. You need to be able to, you know, you need that sanity. You need for your own sanity's sake, you need to be able to be calm. And the way I do it really is by just kind of splitting my time, making sure I this is a new habit that I've started, is really writing down the things that I want to achieve for the day, just because I know I have to do so many things, and it's very, very hard to get to do everything for that day. I literally have to make a list of all the things that I want to achieve for the day, and then I try and prioritize them to making sure that I get the most of the things that I need to do today get done, and I don't sweat over the small stuff, right? So that's something that I've learned to do. I used to take it very personally if I hadn't actually completed something or done something or, you know, gone and replied back to an email or things like that. But I think now over time I've learned that, you know, you have to kind of manage that. And the only way I do that or stay calm is by being able to kind of create that list in my mind and then also, you know, have a physical copy to say, okay, I've done this. And I feel better at the end of the day that I've actually achieved something. And that's my sort of calm. Or like Kalpana said, being mindful of the things that you are doing, right? So that you can easily achieve them, and being able to split your time to making sure that you are being productive, at the same time being, you know, self-aware and observant of all the things that's happening around you to make that difference or to make that impact for yourself and for others.
Great. Well, thank you so much for this, Aarti. And I think we all, again, truly agree with you that if you mentally decide as to how you want to control your mindset, automatically you can take care of your behaviors, and automatically it will reflect in your actions. And that's exactly how you can be calm and still juggling between things without really fretting about perfection. And at the end of the day, you're at peace with yourself that you did the best, whatever you were able to do in your entire day. So thank you so much for that, Aarti. And I think we'll also try to hear something from Devyani. So Devyani, how do you think multitasking and keeping calm works for you?
Well, I think one has to stay calm. It would never function normally. Because I sort of intend to be a student again. And whereas now I'm in the phase where I've just finished my master's and as to what I have to do. So that's how I start my day with my to-do list and things to do. But there are times when I'm not able to do all of them. So I make sure that I do a follow-through. A follow is important. And what simply do is I talk to myself. So there's sometimes when you go off track, you need a constant reminder as to, you know, back on track. So I write to myself, and that journal helped. But otherwise, I feel that, for me, it's important to be in dialogue with yourself, because once you tend to ignore or in a voice, mayhem for me. So I am in touch with my conscience, and I'm doing a follow through with deadlines and my benchmarks. So
wow, great, thank you, Danica. I think what we've gathered from what you shared is that self-talk and not depending on anything else or anybody else to keep calm is something that works for you. And I think this also is important today, because at the end of the day, you're all by yourself, with yourself. So we as women, even though we are not able to give our best at times, it's always, always important to not leave the self-love bit of us, you know. So it does not mean that we could not achieve, or we were not the best mom, or we were not the best colleague, or we were not the best manager at work. I think it's also about having that intent within us with which we are working and juggling between so many things at the same time. So what do you think, Kalpana?
I totally, I think when listening to our speakers, it was great awareness, because as Amy said, how she deals with with her stress or her multitasking in terms of organizing herself, or so that she doesn't get caught up in too much. How Aarti said she deals with it by maybe writing down a list, or not sweating over the small stuff, or how Devyani shared how she has a dialogue with herself. These are such great pointers for all of us, because while we are juggling at different tasks, there are going to be times when we will drop certain balls, and it just depends on how important, where is the priority? Is it what do we want to, what is it that really needs to be get done now, without being too hard on ourselves. And like I always say, self-love, and self-love is not the same thing as being selfish. It is so important to care about oneself, to stop and say, to see, are you being too hard on yourself? Are you, beating yourself up for the mistakes you're making? So in our everyday multitasking that we have to, we definitely need to find that calm for us, to be able to keep our sanity, like Aarti said. So I think this was great insight into hearing what other people had to say about this. Danica?
Thank you. I'm just so caught up in all the conversation and all the thoughts that I'm taking it all in.
Thank you so much for that. And I think I would also like to add here that we all women are actually in the same boat, but it's just that maybe our style could...
Kusha, honey, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I'm going to go ahead and jump in until, Kusha, you can come back and we can hear you. So I was saying, I truly appreciate all of the perspectives that have been brought to the forefront today. It's amazing to have, like you were saying, Kalpana, all of these things, because there are so many of us listening who are in different stages of our lives, and that's why it's wonderful to have these perspectives shared, so we each know that, say we're really not alone in this. And oftentimes we do feel very alone, and that's hard for us to keep calm while we are multitasking. And I love the self-talk point of view. That is so powerful. Like we were talking before the show, thoughts become things. And if we tell ourselves that we're so overwhelmed and we don't have enough time in the day and this has to get done, and then we end up shutting ourselves down from all of that talk, then we are really, you know, losing our power to what is something that we're creating with just our thoughts. And so when we put that positivity out there and we know, like, I'm doing the best I can, this is what I'm going to do next, and just being able to, sometimes, you know, sometimes throughout the day, that is the only way I can get through a day, is if I self-talk myself into, okay, this is the only moment I got right now. Everything is fine in this moment. All is well right now. And, you know, just staying as present as possible. And then before you know it, the day is done and we've survived. And not only survived, but thrived. Because life is more than just surviving. And I'm going to kick it back to Kusha real quick to see if we can hear you, honey.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So I'm glad we've gone ahead still here and everything's going smooth. And this also reminds me that we're already halfway through our show, and it calls for promoting theaudibleshow.com. So for all our listeners, if you're looking out for online books, and if you feel you would like to know something more about multitasking, audibleshow.com is the website where you can go ahead and take a look at the offers that they have to present. And you will find some really interesting books of really great authors. And it's just a matter of checking them out for you. And if you feel that something is relevant there, audibleshow.com is the right site where you need to go to. And now I think I'll bring it back to our guests. And now that we're discussing about keeping calm and multitasking, how easy or how difficult it is for us as women to be open to change? Because if you're juggling between things, if you're trying to keep your calm, I think somewhere or the other, it is also making you uncomfortable. It is also making you, or rather forcing you to make changes and move out of your comfort zone. So I'm gonna try and find out from our guests today that how, according to you, change is important for multitasking and juggling and taking care of being calm. So who would like to go ahead? I think let's hear it first from Aarti.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. I think for women these days, I think there's a bigger challenges up ahead. There's a lot more that, you know, women do today, maybe that what they did about maybe 50 years ago or even up to 20 years ago. There's a whole lot of new things that are going on, and women are in every space today. So I think it makes it even more difficult for women, but at the same time, I think women have really adapted well. I think we have accepted change. We have learned to, like, multitask between our home lives, our work lives, our children's lives, our careers that we want to have, or even our aspirations to what we want to be in the future. I think that has grown from a women's perspective. That has changed completely, and women have today much more responsibilities in their hands compared to maybe, you know, 50 years ago. So in terms of how we can change, or what is the, you know, how we can juggle that, and how do we accept change? I believe today that women do accept change. They do want to get into the new trends and new ways of doing things. They look for ways to be more efficient. They are acceptable to change. And if you see the history, like I said, 50 years ago to today, or even 20 years ago to today, and then now with all the different other challenges of social media and and the press and stuff, I think there's a lot more attention drawn to that point. So I think women do make that change. They do accept it, and we are moving ahead to looking to newer and better ways to getting things done, especially because we need to make sure that we do achieve what we want to achieve in this short span of time that we have on our hands. So I think we are moving towards a better, being mindful of, again, that change aspect and adapting to that change.
Wow, great. Thank you so much for that. I agree with you that the Gen A is much more bold, much more open, and much more rooted to what they want and how they want to do it. And they are really, really independent of their decisions that they are making. And and yes, I agree with you that 20 years back or 50 years back, this is not exactly how things were. And there is that generation gap, which is very much highlighted even today between our 50-year-old women, maybe, you know, who are our grandmothers and their, you know, great-grandmothers. So I do agree with you that if we as women are not open to change, then in this fast-paced world, it would really be difficult for us to juggle between things and make a position for ourselves. And that's really very insightful that you've shared, Aarti. Thank you so much for that. Devyani, do you think you'd like to tell us how change is important for you?
I totally agree with you that the phase of that transitory going through a change can be disconcerting for some. It is actually done with it because at one point you are to certain things and then, but then you have to conform to certain changes. So how I can tell you with my example, like what I do is I decide whether I have to take the plunge or not. And then again, it's that dialogue with myself that you have to do certain things. And so it's about, so that discomfort is only there till the matter of the liminal phase of uncertainty, that, you know, that you're uncertain whether you want to dive in or not. But the moment that decision, I mean, then it's there, then you're there. That change is, what should I say? I don't know. Yeah, one over.
Great. Yeah. Well, I do feel that. Thank you so much, Devyani. I think there is some background noise in your side, but then whatever I could make out from what you shared was that there is this level of uncertainty, and it is limited up to a particular time, after which you as a person are open to change and ready to explore. And you did talk about doing the self-dialogue, which eventually is what would lead to the action and the change. So thank you so much once again for that.
Kusha, I think we're losing you again.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and say, Amy, would you like a shot at this change topic?
Sure. Well, look, you know, there's nothing more certain than change. I mean, it's throughout our entire life, we're going to have changes. And of course, with technology, everything's, like I said, so, you know, speeding up so quickly, I think we have to adopt the changes as they come along, or we're going to be, you know, hanging back. So for me, I mean, I've always had a life. Once again, I'm not your typical, you know, career woman, because I've had, you know, I've been a singer and an actor and a voiceover artist, and my life has been full of change, like, you know, daily. It just changes in big ways. So I think it's acceptance, and I think it's being comfortable with uncertainty. That's big for me, you know, just getting really comfortable with, well, guess what? I mean, your life could change big tomorrow. And how are we going to deal with these big changes, you know? So I guess if we get used to little changes, when a big change happens, you know, we'll be sort of, we've already exercised the muscle. So I think it's just sort of flowing with life, you know, not struggling with what comes along and I don't know, just sort of riding the current of your life and accepting and learning and growing. And I think that's, you know, we're going to do that until we die. So we might as well get used to change, you know, and be comfortable and just breathe through it, you know, just take a deep breath and go, okay, well, I was living in Kansas. Guess what? We're moving to Vermont, you know? So.
Exactly.
And maybe just not taking life too seriously. You know, I'm trying to really get to that point of like, you know what? Let's just not take everything in life too seriously.
Perfect. Thank you for that. That is exactly what we should all try to embrace. Because, you know, I've heard the phrase, you know, you might as well enjoy life. Nobody gets out alive anyway. You know,
yeah.
I mean, so.
Exactly. And the word enlightenment, you know, when you think of people that are, you know, spiritually conscious and trying to, you know, attain enlightenment, what does it mean? Kind of lighten up, you know, enlighten. So, you know, I think we're pretty, like, we carry around, like, everything is so, sort of heavy on our backs, little things. And those little things, you know what? If it doesn't get done today, well, you know, is it the end of the world? Maybe not. So, I think, I just went through a huge health issue of breast cancer. And you talk about change. Boy, was I forced into a new world of change. And it's like, okay, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to, you know, okay, well, this is, I'll look outside myself, watch it, and just don't get too wrapped up in it. And witness it. Do what you got to do and breathe through it and, you know. So, you know, I had to deal with that one. That was a huge change. And it taught me a lot about just, whoa, you know, okay, this is life. Let's lighten it up. And I don't know. I'm trying to live my life that way, you know. Just, like I said, lighten up. Don't take it too seriously.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha, are you back with us?
I don't think
so. It
doesn't
sound like it. What a beautiful, again, perspective. And, you know, we are forced to change. And that's what I feel struggle comes in most, is when we're resisting what life is trying to deliver to us. Life has so much to offer us, and if we're stuck in that mindset of this is the way life is supposed to be, I have to do things this way, they say, which my question always is, who are they to tell you what to do anyway, you know, then that's when the resistance and the struggle and the addition to the multitasking comes in. And then the part of being able to keep calm is diminished drastically. And, you know, even though, like you were saying, when we try to become enlightened, we even struggle through that because we're trying to attain something that we truly already are. You know,
exactly.
That's already in us. We already have all of those qualities. And if we step back and just allow them to present themselves by releasing all of these struggles, it's amazing what comes up. So I have enjoyed this conversation and getting to know each of our guests and spending time again with my two amazing co-hosts and hosts. I appreciate everybody working through the technical difficulties with us. I'm going to go ahead and open the call up to our guests again for final thoughts, because it's already almost the top of the hour. We have about 10 more minutes. And I would love to hear one more time, and I know our callers would love to hear, or our listeners and callers would love to hear one more time, just one takeaway, one love nugget that they can use to help them keep keep calm and multitask throughout each day. And I'm going to go ahead and start with Arti, if you would take it away.
I think if there's one thing that I would ask people to do to stay calm and multitask is to be able to breathe, you know, take a step, breathe, stay calm. If you're in the midst of something and you feel like you're, you know, you're scrambling to do so many things in a day, you know, stop for a minute, step back, take a deep breath and, you know, set your day at a calm pace so that you then can address, I think you, once you take that deep breath and step back a little bit, I think the first thing that you do after you come back is now you're able to address things in a much more organized manner. So if I had to give anybody one thing, and I do that to my kids all the time, I do that to, you know, a lot of youth these days, I say just take a deep breath and, you know, just take a deep breath and step back and, you know, come back to it in 2 minutes and you'll be, you know, nothing's changed in that 2 minutes and you will look at it very differently and you'll be able to probably to achieve what you have to achieve in a more organized manner.
Oh, thank you. That's perfect. That's perfect. A new perspective and fresh perspective always helps. Devyani, what's your love nugget for our listeners and for us coaches? All right. Amy, your turn.
Well, I might just throw this in there. Having a joyful attitude about whatever it is. You know, we might be overwhelmed and we might have all these things, but I think going in with a really joyful attitude, I know that's what saved me. And make sure that we take time for ourselves to find something that lights us up, you know, because we can get caught up in the bills and that we're going to do this and I didn't get that done. But are you taking time to do something that gives you joy in your day? How many times did you laugh today? You know, something that just, even if it's a 15-minute, I don't know, walk in the woods or sit under a tree or whatever kind of fills your soul, I think it's so important. We get caught up in all the things that we have to do or feel we have to do. And not to forget about the joy and the calm and the peace and the, you know, go look at some flowers or something within your day. That, buy yourself a flower. How about that, you know? And something nice for yourself that says, hey, you know what? I did a gazillion things today. I took the kids here. I took this. I stained the deck. I washed the tub, whatever it is, and then reward yourself and say, wow, you know, I'm going to do something nice for myself. So I think it's remembering that that's really, really important.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that is so true. I feel calmer just hearing that.
I mean, we deserve, you know, I just feel like we deserve. You know, we forget that we're just not these machines that have tasks to do, that we need to be, you know, our spirits need to be enlivened, and we need to smile and have joy. So I think that's really, really important to add to that mix of tasks, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be at the top of everybody's to-do list.
I think so. Yeah, because we'd get through everything much better if we're in a joyful state. So maybe, I don't know, you know what I do sometimes? I put on like some really loud music in the morning, you know, and up in just some music that really drags me in the morning. And then I always feel like, yeah, you know, better. Like, here I go kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It can be little things, but I don't know. I just feel like it's needed.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely. Anything we can do to get us to feeling better, whatever it is, even if it's not something that we're, quote, supposed to do, who cares? If it gets you to the next better mood, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
That was beautiful, Danica.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And it's easy to thank you. It's so easy to say, but sometimes it's a challenge to do. But if we just do it, you know, hey Nike, thanks for that slogan. You know, we just have to. We have to. We're worth it, like you were saying, Amy. And So I truly appreciate this. I'm going to try one more time with Devyani. Are you here, Devyani? I hear something, but not a voice.
Yeah,
Kusha.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you with us? Oh.
Hello.
Well, who's this? Is this Kusha?
I think it was Kusha, but...
Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome back.
Oh, I never went away, by the way. I was just having fun and keeping my calm.
Oh, look at her.
You were multitasking is what you were doing. You were doing the laundry while you were talking.
I was missing my lead host, Danica, today. So I said, I'll just be a little quiet for some time. And I would love to hear her, you know, and because this is my first show host. So I said, you know, let me just take a little back seat. So here I am, back again.
Yay.
Just as Amy said, you know, do what you want. So I just thought of having a little fun time. And
good for you.
And I had a great time listening. to Arsi and Amy about their project and the TikTok. To listen to what makes our heart and our soul at peace. And for that, it's so correct that you need to see and find time to laugh in the entire day, to see how you can make yourself happy, because that's exactly what is first and foremost important. Be happy with yourself, and it's only then can you go ahead and make somebody else happy. And I really, really am thankful today to all these lovely ladies who are here and who are striving to be what they want to be and who are making a mark for themselves in their lives, and they have always been doing it. And I think there's a lot to learn, which at least I have learned a lot from all the three guests which we've had today on our show. And yeah, I think, Kalpana, would you also like to quickly share your piece of nuggets for all of us?
Sure. Thank you, Kusha. Like you said, it was really great to have these wonderful women here with us share how they are multitasking, how they're dealing with the change and how they're accepting it, and how, you know, how they are doing their little bit to help them stay calm in the midst of multitasking or the storm, but whatever helps them. So I definitely second what Aarti said, because this is what I always this is what I tell all my the people around me, be it my kids, be it my clients or whoever. But I'm always like, take a deep breath, you know, take a few deep breaths, because when you take a deep breath, you're actually telling your mind, you're kind of making it feel like everything's is okay. It's bringing the anxiety levels low down. So you notice that right away in your, you know, even one really nice deep breath will makes your body relax, and you kind of feel okay. This whatever task that seemed really difficult or at that moment, right after that breath, it could feel like it's something that can be taken care of. It's something that I can handle. It's not, you know. So definitely that the you know, taking a really nice deep breath or even a couple always helps. Also, I think it's definitely important to take a few moments from the day for yourself and just to do some inner reflection. And I think that could be in the form of a meditation or even a walk at the beach, whatever, but a quiet time where you're just with yourself. I think that helps to get bring some clarity into the mind, and kind of tells you where you are and guides you where you need to, you know, to go where you need to get to. So, but yeah, it was a great conversation. Definitely very insightful. Learned a lot, and yeah.
Great. And would you also like to let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Thank you, Kusha. Like I said, I'm a certified life coach and also a certified eating psychology coach, wherein my passion lies in helping people love themselves and accept themselves unconditionally in the now, as opposed to waiting until a later time. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, I'm on LinkedIn, on Facebook. My page is called The Next Step with Kalpana. I can also be contacted via email. It's kalpana.patel@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from anybody who would want to know more about self-love and how to bring more happiness into their lives. Thank you, Kusha.
Thank you so much, Kalpana. And Danica, your piece of nuggets for all of us. And how can the listeners get in touch with you?
Oh, thank you so much. It has been a wonderful hour that's gone so quickly. I, too, have learned a lot, and I've gotten a few love nuggets of my own to carry with me throughout the day. So, ladies, I thank you all for joining us today. I keep hearing myself say life is about relationships, and relationships are about communication. And the one relationship we will carry with ourselves forever is with our own selves. And when we are able to communicate gently, lovingly, joyfully with our own selves and stay as you know, true and authentic as we can to our own desires and passions, then that in that in each moment will help carry us to the next and be able to compel us to remain as calm as we can, knowing that life truly does support us. Life is conspiring for us in each moment, you know. Even the wind blows at the right time so that we can feel it when we need it. And, you know, you can hear the birds chirping at just the moment that you need a little reminder that, hey, we're out here for you. You know, like, and just be able to take that in each moment. So it goes hand in hand with what everyone was saying today, you know, just really... really take a moment, just breathe it all in, just take life as it comes to you, allow it to unfold for you, give yourself some, cut yourself some slack and know that you are already perfect in the way that you are, and just by your being here, you are doing enough. And then being able to confidently and unapologetically step through each moment with that mindset. True, that communication with your own self, like I said at the top of the show, will filter out to everyone around you and it just gives everybody the power to do the same without you having to do anything other than be true to you. So just love yourself. Just be true to you, speak your truth with love and respect, and have fun. Have fun with life. I needed to hear that today, so thank you for that, Amy. And that is what I'm going to carry with me today, and I'm putting it at the top of my to-do list.
Yay!
Every day. Yeah. So if anybody is interested in connecting with me, my contact information can be found on my website, which is danicatrebel.com, danicatrebel.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn are also avenues through which I can be reached. And again, thank you so much for this really fast 60 minutes. Kusha? Well, I will go ahead. Are you here, Kusha?
No, she's not.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I will go ahead and sign off for her, and let me see if I can real quickly get her contact information if anyone is interested in reaching out to her. Let's see.
Her Facebook page is called Happy Lives.
Oh, thank you.
And so people can get in touch with her on that.
Perfect. Thank you. And ladies, it's been a pleasure and a joy spending time with you. I hope we can all connect again in either this fashion or another. And everyone listening, keep calm and multitask. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm back.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.